The British spy writer Charles Cumming has half a dozen novels to his credit, and he has a growing reputation as the heir to the John le Carré tradition of British fiction. Our reviewer Alan Chu says Cumming's latest novel, A Colder War, shows why.
Thomas Kell is a British intelligence officer who took the fall for a disastrous turn of events in post-9/11 Afghanistan. He's living, as we hear, in what a former colleague described as the no-man's land of early middle age, in the wake of a job which had imploded and a marriage which had failed. As the novel opens, the head of British intelligence calls Kell back from professional limbo, charges him with investigating the suspicious death of the head of Britain's spy operations in Istanbul, who also happens to have been her longtime lover. Things get even more complicated when Kell falls madly in love with the brilliant and beautiful Rachel, the daughter of the dead spy, some years his junior. The trail to the solution of Rachel's father's death gets muddied even more by the presence in Turkey of a super charming and ambitious CIA dude who takes a liking to her. All this piles up, deaths that may be murder, love affairs hot and cold, and then, as it turns out, there's a mole in the British system, and possibly the CIA as well. A mole, we hear, is the secret state's profoundest fear, the paranoid nightmare of its guarded and cautious inhabitants. We meet the Russian agent in charge of the mole long before we discover the identity of the actual traitor, and along with Kell, we move from one layer of knowledge to another and another before something like the truth emerges. I live that agony of life on the hunt for the traitor along with Kell in this story, populated by smart and dangerous operatives in exotic settings, with the last 100 pages or so charged with danger and conspiracy that I could scarcely bear to read them.
The book is A Colder War, written by Charles Cumming. Alan Chuse had our review. His most recent book is An Authentic Captain Marvel Ring and Other Stories.